Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Have you ever wondered why America is in so much trouble today and what the causes for those troubles might be? I'd like to start with talking a little bit about Afghanistan at the beginning of the program, but I will talk about other things later on, just to give you an overview as to the most recent developments and to bring it all in perspective. The Associated Press wrote on August 30, Taliban fighters watched the last U.S. planes disappear into the sky over Afghanistan around midnight Monday, and then fired their guns into the air, celebrating victory after a 20-year insurgency that drove the world's most powerful military out of one of the poorest countries. The Sun added on August 30, the last U.S. takeoff ends a $1 trillion 20-year war that has cost hundreds of thousands of lives and finishes as it began, with the Taliban in power. Daily Mail wrote on August 31, the Taliban celebrated the American withdrawal by hosting mock funerals with coffins draped with U.S., U.K., and French flags, as well as NATO's insignia. They launched fireworks into the Kabul skyline and flaunted the American weapons and equipment they obtained that U.S. military personnel left behind. In his speech to the nation on August 31, Joe Biden called his incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan an extraordinary success, adding that the operation could not have been done in a more orderly manner. Now, that's an obvious lie. But what is the truth? The truth is, the withdrawal from Afghanistan was the greatest disaster in the recent history of the United States. And then we are told that the Taliban has become a much nicer and less barbaric group of people. Daily Mail wrote on August 31, a top Afghan female cop is on the run after suffering a brutal beating. She was singled out by the Taliban as a target at the gates outside the airport in Kabul, where she spent 5 nights attempting to secure a place on a flight. The New York Post wrote on August 18, already, a woman has been shot dead Tuesday for not wearing a burqa in public. Groups of armed men have been going door to door, seeking out individuals who worked with the ousted government and security forces, the purpose being to kill, to murder them. Other reports, including from Glenn Beck, states that the Taliban is looking for and finding Christians whom they murder. And they're also doing horrible things to young girls and women, and I don't know that I have to tell you what these horrible things are. The Sun wrote on August 30, Taliban henchmen have already been executing comedians and folk singers just for failure to match their medieval values. Now listen to this. Osama bin Laden's security chief is among those swarming back into Afghanistan. So what we are being told about the Taliban is a lie. The truth is, the Taliban murderers are back. Their rule of terror has returned. We are also told that no foreign leader criticized Joe Biden for the way in which he handled the withdrawal. Now, that's another lie. Deutsche Welle wrote on August 31, the German Chancellor candidate Armin Laschet spoke of a major blow to the transatlantic relationship and dismay at U.S. President Joe Biden's actions. The current situation is unprecedented, the article says, going on to say, Afghanistan is a reality check for those who had big plans for a revival and a revived transatlantic relationship. Afghanistan was a mission that, from a German and European point of view, was undertaken out of solidarity with the United States. Many here feel we did this for the US, and look how it ended. The truth is, Biden's actions have been unanimously condemned by American allies. Without exception. Without exception. We are also told that Biden did not anticipate the rapid takeover of the Taliban. That is another lie. Daily Mail wrote on August 31, President Joe Biden wanted the now departed Afghan president to create the perception that his government was capable of holding off the Taliban, an indication he knew it was only a matter of time before the U.S. ally fell to the Islamic group, even while reassuring Americans at home that this would not happen. In the last phone call between Biden and his Afghan then counterpart, Ashraf Ghani, 4 weeks before Kabul collapsed, Ghani pleaded for more air support and money for soldiers who had not had a pay rise in decades. A transcript obtained by Reuters reveals two leaders focused on spinning the message. Now, this is what Biden said. I need not tell you the perception around the world, and in parts of Afghanistan, I believe, is that things are not going well in terms of the fight against the Taliban. And there's a need, whether it is true or not, there's a need to project a different picture, Biden said, according to this transcript, according to this report. So what is the truth? The truth is the Taliban was taking over the country, and Biden knew or should have known, and he intentionally misrepresented that fact to the American people. We are also told that all Americans in Afghanistan and every Afghan ally would be rescued. The truth is, that has been another lie. And so the Christian Post made these interesting comments on August 26. Our failure in Afghanistan is a spiritual one, because our policies no longer reflect our Christian values. Going on to say, the worst example of hearts that have grown cold is the fact that the U.S. withdrew its troops and abandoned thousands of U.S. citizens without an exit strategy. Ironically, just 1 week before the hasty withdrawal, our counter-terrorism apparatus released the latest Homeland Security Bulletin that claims one of the significant threats of domestic terrorism emanates from Americans who questions the results of the 2020 election or new COVID restrictions. Sadly, it seems our government is so misguided that it focused on vilifying its own citizens instead of saving thousands of them from a terrorist regime overseas. What is the truth? The truth is that Biden's incompetence has made terrorist attacks on American soil much more likely. But then let's talk about other events. What about the Hurricane Ida hitting New Orleans? The Guardian wrote on August 30, up to 2 million people remained without power in and around New Orleans on Monday, as residents and authorities began to assess catastrophic damage from Hurricane Ida, a 150 miles per hour monster storm that was the most powerful ever to hit Louisiana. The storm struck on the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which killed more than 1,800 people, mostly by flood. But even now, the citizens, the residents of Louisiana are not out of the woods. The Associated Press wrote on September 1, Louisiana residents still reeling from flooding and damage caused by Hurricane Ida scrambled for food, gas, water, and relief from the sweltering heat, as thousands of line workers toiled to restore electricity, and officials promised to set up more sites where people could get free meals and cool off. It is claimed that Ida was the fifth strongest storm ever to hit the United States, and that exactly 16 years on the day after Katrina. Is that a mere coincidence? What about the Caldor fire threatening Lake Tahoe? CBS News reported on September 1. Flames are now just 3 miles from the resort city of South Lake Tahoe, which hasn't seen danger like this in decades. Tens of thousands of homes there are under threat. The fire has already burned more than 300 square miles and destroyed hundreds of homes. Around 50,000 people are under evacuation orders. Again, I'm asking, why is all of that happening? Now, we are already have addressed the lies in regards to Afghanistan. I'd like to give you a few more examples of blasphemous lies in this country. The New York Post wrote on August 26, Harvard University's Organization of Chaplains is getting a new president. He is an atheist. We don't look to God for answers, he said. Harvard's liberal values make him a great fit for the job, many insiders feel. Indeed, his election was unanimous. People believe the lie that God doesn't exist or that we don't need him. Now, what about this article by Israel 365 from August 22? A new study reported that the majority of Americans now claim to support the theory of evolution. Participants were asked to agree or disagree with this statement. Human beings, as we know them today, developed from earlier species of animals. And most Americans agreed with that statement. Most Americans believe the lie that God did not create us, as the Bible tells us, but that we evolved from animals. And let us only barely touch upon what is happening in this country, the many lies being propagated, being practiced. And then we wonder why America is in so much trouble. You know, God condemns the lies from the top to the bottom. Satan is a liar. And the author of lies. And let me tell you this. Those who believe and practice a lie will end up in the lake of fire unless they repent. Now, all of this culminates in the belief of the lie that God's law is no longer in force and effect, that Christ came to do away with the law of the Ten Commandments. Now, we have prepared a free booklet, The Ten Commandments. This booklet explains to you not only that the law of the Ten Commandments is still in force and effect, but also how you are to keep it and in what way it has an effect on you and should have an effect on you and your life. See, no matter who all around you, from the top to the bottom, is lying to you, you don't have to be a liar. You don't have to believe the lie. You can live a different way of life in order to become a pleasing tool in the hands of God. So please ask for this free booklet, and until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.